episode 21 of
Brutal Battle.
You little scat. For everyone who has listened to episode 20, which was an epic episode, you will know that Mark is still with us. He is stuck
around.
One more time. We're going to do one more episode.
And then I'm banished forever.
No, you can
into the corner.
Back. You can come back all the time.
Filthy sovereigns.
Yep.
So
to ride the hagfish.
To recap, last episode we had our very first showdown between two beers. We had the Racer 5 from Bear Republic and the Big Dippa from Heavy Seas.
Mm-hmm.
And the Racer 5 was victorious, as myself and Mark voted for it. And Kyle was alone in voting for Heavy Seas Big Dippa, even though we all liked it.
Yes, they were both great, so.
He was hating
both
us,
of,
I could see it.
Both beers are a winner.
So, it's important to note that Kyle currently has the rest of the bottle of Big Dippa
yes,
in a glass.
Yes, I do.
And the rest of the bottle of the...
and the rest of the Red Flanders,
yes.
Flanders
Fred, Big Dippa, and you guys both have water, pussies.
Yes, we do both have water, so. We're waiting for the mystery beers for this episode. So, first of all, in between episodes, because the last one was our second decasode, we have a big food bash, and Kyle is so gracious as to make awesome food. So,
mm-hmm.
Kyle, can you tell us what we just ate in between episodes 20 and 21?
Well then, sir, we had some pastrami.
Which was excellent.
Very good.
I'll just run through this real quick in case you're curious, because I know, listener, you're very curious about how to make pastrami.
I am.
You buy a brisket, you cut the fat cap to a quarter inch, you put together a curing rub, put the dry rub on there, put it in a Ziploc bag, put it in the fridge for 8 to 10 days, depending on weight, flipping it twice per day, pull it out the day before you want to eat it, wash off the rub thoroughly, soak it in cold water, changing the water twice, or no, once, for 30 minutes. So it'll be 15 minutes, change the water, 15 minutes again. After you soak it, you put together your exterior rub, which for me is garlic powder, coriander, and black pepper. After you rub it down, you get your smoker at a cool 225 to 250. I used pecan wood and hickory. And then I smoked it for about 7 hours until it hit an internal temperature of 165. At that point, I let it rest to room temperature, wrapped it in foil, chilled it in my refrigerator. This morning, I pulled it out, sliced it cold, and steamed it in a little steamer pot we have until it was nice and tender, and then served it with a nice Dijon mustard. Mmm, terrific. I also made Creole spiced potato salad. That is a Neely recipe that I've doctored up a little bit. And I made bacon braised kale, which is a recipe of my own.
And it's my wife's favorite.
Yes, your wife loves it, which has bacon, Frank's hot sauce, apple cider vinegar, and a crap ton of kale. And it all came together quite nicely, I might add. Terrific.
The food was excellent.
Very good.
My only concern is running into the issue that we ran into last time with the kale, which is the vinegar in it detracting from hoppiness.
See, I put less
beers.
Vinegar in it, though.
You so. Did, but is it, I mean, still running the risk with vinegar, period, but...
Honestly, I'm more worried about all the beer we've consumed messing with our palates.
You more than us.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I literally
You're
have
drunk.
To. I'm not drunk.
You're drunk.
But I probably will after this episode.
That's true.
So, Mark, this is exciting because this will be the first episode that you get to actually experience.
I'll get to rate
like
something.
Like, full-on mystery
yes.
beers.
I was disappointed last episode. I did not get to rate anything.
But... know that you were the deciding factor.
Oh, yes. Nothing wrong with it.
Gosh, if you weren't here, we would have been arguing for like 2 hours.
Basically.
A great episode.
This would have been like, let me tell you why Racer 5 is the one. And you'd be like, let me tell you why.
I think I would have conceded first, because I like both of them a lot. So, I really wouldn't care. I think they're both deserving the title, honestly. So
I agree. They're both excellent. If only they could both be Master Brewer Lord, but they can't.
No,
nope. They can't.
Tis the nature of the podcast.
It's not the name of the game here.
Mm-mm.
I want to talk to you guys about a new type of beer that I basically found out about. I don't know how long it's been in existence. This may have just been made up recently. But something called a fractional IPA.
What in the hell is that?
Exactly what I said when I heard about it. Have you heard of fractional IPA?
I have not.
Okay. So,
surprisingly, how I have dare not you heard not. About it.
How dare you?
So, Duclaw released it. It's a beer called Oz.
We need to just lay off the Duclaw talk.
He's like waiting outside for it opens.
I
like
know,
it's
you are.
I will say this
every
much.
Episode, every, I'm pretty sure every single episode we've talked about Duclaw.
Not everyone, but close. The beer is called Oz, O-Z, and I will say this much, terrible name. Really stupid.
Yeah.
Duclaw, you could have done a much better job in coming up with a name for that beer. Well, anyway.
The movie just came out. Come
That's
on.
What happens?
It's just a bad idea. But, stupid. Yeah. So it's a fractional IPA, and I go to taste it. I didn't, before tasting it, I was trying to guess, like, what is a fractional IPA? I didn't want to look it up yet. So I was like, okay. So I had two thoughts. I was like, either it means it's a fractional IPA because fractions of different hops that it uses in the beer, or it's a fractional IPA because it's a fraction of the alcohol percentage as a normal IPA.
I thought maybe it was a fraction of the hopping process, maybe.
Well, that,
that
sounds
is
very
interesting,
smart, and in-depth. So my wife, I had my wife just look it up for me to see if I was right on either of those guesses, and I was right about the alcohol percentage. Fractional IPA means it's a fraction of the normal ABV for an IPA.
Interesting. So it's still hoppy. It still has the hop character, but less alcohol.
So it's
not
hop characters, but it is 4.4%.
That's
alcohol.
Interesting. So it's a sessionable IPA.
Exactly. It's like a session IPA.
Wow. I like that idea. That's interesting.
When I tried it, that's not the beer I wanted to drink. I was thinking more along the lines of something a little heartier, a little higher ABV. So I just did a taste of that, but it was like, it's good for what it is. The next, that next weekend, which is like maybe 3-4 days later, went back to Duclaw for lunch, and I was like, well, this is the perfect time to have the Oz because it's a sessionable IPA.
Oh,
I want
about the
flavor.
Name?
Yes.
Yeah, Ozzy, right out of Baltimore. Just saying. Ozzy.
Oh, you mean Brewer's Art?
Yeah, Brewer's Art. That's their flagship beer. It's called Ozzy, and then...
Yeah, that's another...
That's another reason why it's a stupid name.
Yeah,
continue.
That
I just wanted to bring that up.
But anyway, I went back, and I was there for lunch, and I was like, I want a beer, and I want a lot of flavor, but I don't want a lot of alcohol. So I was like, hey, this is a perfect situation for this Oz beer. 4.4% alcohol, just have it. And it was good for that. It really was. I will have to say that is the very first time I've ever had, a sessionable IPA.
Mm-hmm.
So, thoughts on that? Is that something
Did
you guys...
enjoy it as much as an IPA?
I mean, it doesn't...
That's about that IPA. Did I say something wrong?
No. It doesn't have...
Are you being an asshole? What a dick.
It doesn't have as much flavor as like a normal IPA would, but for being like half the amount
right.
of alcohol, basically, it's good. Like the amount of flavor is more than sufficient for that.
So would you compare it to a pale ale or an IPA, given what you know and what you've tasted?
I compare it to an IPA.
Okay, that's good then.
But it was one of those beers where I was thinking, this beer is really good for what it's supposed to be, but would come into our podcast with a serious handicap. Because, I mean, while it's good, it doesn't fit the typical profile of IPA. Like, it would be
that's
one
a
that
good
we...
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, we would taste it and we'd
It's brewed for a certain reason that we wouldn't know tasting it blindly.
Exactly.
So we would just shred it, and then it'd be like, oh, okay, that makes sense, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which we've done before to beers.
Yeah.
We've been like, terrible, we hate it, and then we... Are like, oh, okay,
it
well,
up,
I
it's
see
like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's the nature of this podcast, though. We are based purely on taste. That's it. Not on style, not
on
brewer, not on location, not on anything else.
Right.
And it's even what we're in the mood for at that specific moment.
Well, I guess that's why it's important that after we rate the beers and, you know, give a winner out.
Yeah, we talk about it. Yeah.
You know.
There are many caveats to our rating system.
Yes.
But we don't give a fuck. So kiss my ass.
Now, do you guys care about alcohol content at all, like percentage wise. So, if, like, yeah, that's why I'm like IP that. Like, I can see why it makes sense if you're on lunch because you don't want to get, you know. But some people enjoy having a high percentage of beer.
Yeah,
and you know it goes along with that.
I tend to go 7 and up.
Yeah.
Usually.
So you would have. So if you saw something that you liked and it was a 6%, would you not necessarily?
If I liked
it, but you would.
If I like it, I don't care.
But if you were like blind looking for something in a liquor store,
would you look at it?
Would you see something that said 6%? Would you be like, but it looked like something you would like, but it said 6%.
Yeah, I'd probably look for something else.
Okay.
I'm typically one of those people that if I look at the ABV, if it's on the higher end,
right,
I'm more likely to shy away from it because I know there's a tendency for the astringency to really dominate.
But you know, the good breweries can handle a high ABV too.
Yeah. And like, you know, well, even some of the good breweries can.
Like 1050, son.
Well, what's the highest ape that you've had?
That I've had?
ABV, yeah. Content.
Maybe talk about this a little
bit. What's higher? Worldwide Stout is like, isn't it in the 20s?
Wow.
No. Worldwide Stout's not that high.
Oh, man.
If
I guess it would be Colossus then. Colossus was 21 when we had it.
21. And is that the highest you've had?
Yeah, that's definitely the highest I've had.
Yeah,
but I know there are other beers out there by like, is it Mick Keller that does it? That did like the, what are they called? One's called Tactical Nuclear Penguin, and the other one's called Sink the Bismarck.
Was and it good?
I've had a lot of Micklers, but I haven't had those.
Yeah.
One of them's like,
Micklers.
I want to say one of them's like 28%, and the other one's like 42.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But it's not done through like a typical brewing process. I think they did some distilling.
Mm-hmm.
So
you'd have to get
the whole line. Yeah, exactly. I think there's a lot of contention over that, saying that like they didn't do this as like a pure beer. They kind of cheated to get that alcohol content. But those beers are also like way expensive.
Oh, yeah.
But honestly, I'm not even attracted to that because with that level of alcohol, I don't see myself enjoying it.
Yeah.
So did you enjoy the, was it Colossus? Is that what you had? Did you enjoy?
Yeah, it was okay.
They for started, what it was?
What was it? A 6 ounce snifter, like 3 or 6 ounce. It was a tiny, tiny pour. So,
and
yeah.
Where did you have this at?
It's Duplo.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, Duplo makes it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's an example of a really high alcohol content, but very well crafted.
Okay.
So it's masked.
Yeah.
It's masked. Like
some
I said
high
before,
ABV or like undrinkable. They're so astringent and alcohol forward, and they burn and they like almost singe your like eyes. They're so bad. But
my
others
prime,
you don't even notice.
My prime example of that is Dogfish Head's Fort, which is brewed with pureed raspberries, and it's 18%, and it's so ill balanced. The astringency is through the roof.
Dogfish Head is very hit or miss.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like I was actually at Tilted Kilt last night. And I know they have 60-minute, and they serve legit pints. It's not your little mini pint. It's a real pint.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to get 60-minute there because it's a pint of 60-minute, you know. $4 and you're feeling great.
Right.
Well, I saw the little green shark, and I was like, oh, God, what is that? And I asked the waitress. She was like, oh, that's Aperhop. And I was like, bleh.
Yuck.
And I was like, eh.
What is that?
What?
It's their
spring seasonal. It's apricot.
Beer.
It is horrible.
That sounds bad.
It's terrible.
Mm.
One of my, not the late worst beer. Dogfish Head beer I've had, but one of the worst. It is probably the worst one that they offer seasonally.
I would honestly say they're half and half.
Because on one
hand, I could say like one of the worst beers I've ever had for, well, okay, I wouldn't even say it's the worst beer I've ever had. I was just so put off by it because of the alcohol content getting away with it. But on the other side, I mean, I love their Repertoire when they did it, which was a collaboration with other breweries.
I didn't
but
have it. That was sad.
Oh, it's amazing.
You grind those gears every chance you get. And it's like,
how good.
Well, they also had another one that was like a vanilla stout. It was called Death Metal. And it was really good stout. Like a really good stout. So, yeah, for me, they're like 50-50.
Yeah.
I think I like half their beers. I hate half their beers.
Yeah, same with me. So. But I like their beers that I like so much that they're probably my favorite brewery.
Very interesting.
Have you, Mark?
I'm wearing a Dogfish Head shirt right now.
Yeah, you are.
It's like, I hate half their beers.
He's only wearing half
he
a shirt.
He should cut it.
I got it. I went to the Rehoboth. And yeah.
You need to make a belly shirt and cut off the arms now to represent half, you like half.
The half right. and half. I got you.
But Mark, do you have a lot of experience with Dogfish Head, or have you only really had a 60
I think
and
there's
minute?
60 and 90 minute. I don't think I've ever had there. Would they make a 120, right?
They make a 120.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they make a lot of beer.
Yeah. I think those are the only two that I've had. But from what he says, I shouldn't be trying any of them.
Yeah, no,
it's like stick to their IPAs.
No,
I'm really interested in what you think of Palo Santo Marron.
I hate it.
I know you hate it, and I
is
love it.
Is that a Dogfish?
It is super dark and super woodsy too.
Gross.
And two things you really like. Yeah. So I'm sending you home with one because I got a bunch upstairs.
I don't think it's technically a beer. I think it's a malt liquor.
Yeah, it is malted. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's good. Oh God.
Nah, I don't like it, but. Don't let this deter.
I know what I know what your flavors are. I know what your flavors are. I know what my flavors are.
Yeah.
But go out
and they're all
kind of.
Can
I taste your flavor later?
We're all
taste it right now.
We're all different.
Feels good.
We're all different. Yeah. In what we like, so you know, don't be afraid to just go out and try things because you need to find out for yourself. I mean, if there's a beer out there that we both think is awful, there might be one. That might be one that you love. Or
I'm sure that the ones you've given ones and twos, I'm probably not gonna like. I mean, I can.
Yeah.
You know. Like the Florida Key West lager thing.
God, that thing was
I would
terrible.
Definitely say don't
I had
that.
One.
The
in...
Saranac White Ale and that were probably the worst beers we've had I've ever had. They were
so bad.
Like I'd rather drink Budweiser than that because like. Budweiser
I wouldn't go that
is
far.
Bad,
it's in Miller Lite.
But at least it's like common denominator bad. That was just undrinkable bad, like horrible miss, complete failure. Why did you make this? You suck. Bad.
Yeah, bad.
So
that's bad.
Yeah.
Speaking of Budweiser, that's a perfect way for me to segue into something about Budweiser.
Oh, there you go. Segue.
Well, AB and Bev.
Your arch nemesis.
Yes, basically. There's something I read recently that they are going to change the style of their can.
Ow.
Oh my gosh.
The mountains don't turn blue anymore?
That's
no.
Of course.
I know.
But that's the thing. Like, it's all about
that's
the gimmicks.
So, yeah,
you know?
That's so
like,
stupid.
I just saw recently, that well, some months ago, that Miller Lite, now they have punch tops.
Yeah.
So you can, like, drink it faster.
Oh, great.
Because that's exactly what I want to do. I just want to chug a beer so I don't taste it.
They made that Vortex.
The Vortex head.
Yeah.
Vortex bottle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stupid.
Like, yeah. Does that really do anything, or is it just kind of gimmick? Just a complete gimmick.
I think maybe the gimmick behind it is it like
it's like a it's
beer.
Like a flushing toilet.
Oh, down
you
your
know?
Throat.
You have to flush and go and it just spins down your throat. Yeah.
But the new thing that Anheuser-Busch is going to do is they're going to put their Budweiser out in bow tie cans.
What is a bow tie can?
Cans shaped like a bow tie. Like they like cinch in the middle,
like an hourglass.
Like an hourglass.
Hourglass. Yeah,
exactly.
That would make because you're not. It's not
why
sideways.
Why would you call it an
hourglass
instead of a bow tie?
That makes no sense.
So when I told my wife this, she was like, "Is there any advantage to doing this? Like actual like advantage to the person drinking the beer,
holding it?"
And I was like, "No, not really. I think it's just like a new look thing.
Yeah,
interesting.
But the interesting thing that comes out of this is it won't be a 12-ounce can anymore." It'll be 11.3 ounces.
Nice.
And it will not change in price.
Wow.
So, they're screwing the consumer.
Way to pinch the pennies, AB and Bev. That is retarded.
So, it's less about style, more about saving money.
Well,
or anything.
Or making more money.
Yeah, making more money.
Because, obviously, they don't need to save money.
Right. I mean, it may have really been a situation where they were like, let's figure out a way to trick people into thinking this is something new and exciting and cool. And, oh, actually, this idea we came up with is a bonus. We can make the amount of beer in the can less, and that'll save us money. So, it may not have been intentional in that sense. It may have been, like, a secondary thing that just happened. So, we'll see. But, I'll be interested to see how that plays out on the market, if people actually go for it.
No, people won't even notice. They're like, oh, new can. Look at that ball. All right, let's go shoot, skate, and drink some beers.
You don't know any people who actually go for these gimmicks?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People would go for it. And
no,
then not
would.
People would go for it and not notice that they're getting gypped out of an ounce.
I thought you were
beer,
saying
whatever.
People would not be.
No, yeah, they would. They
the
just,
people buying
because people don't look at how
about that
they don't
anyway.
Look at the fluid ounces. You know, they don't care.
Well, Well, because these people are
That's exactly why Budweiser did it.
These people are already easily tricked by the ice, I guess. Stupid.
Wait till the mountains turn blue before you drink.
Have you seen the Jean-Claude Van Damme commercials of those?
It's really?
He's got this mullet.
He does Coors?
It's for Coors, but it's a spoof commercial. Oh, and he's like up on this mountain in the snow, and he's got this mullet on, and he's like making this big speech about Coors. It's actually pretty funny. Me being a Van Damme fan.
Yeah.
I found it very interesting.
I saw Chuck Liddell was on, what was that, Miller? I think it was Miller. And I'm not, I haven't watched UFC in a while, he's definitely a UFC.
These commercials you had to find on the internet, they're not they're not broadcast in good old America, getting Coors Light over there in Europe.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's important to note that not only did they do the whole, like, it's cold when the mountains turn blue, but then they went an extra step and they had, like, the two blue, boxes. And one will say cold and one's very cold. So like,
really?
Yeah. You haven't seen that?
No.
Yes. So they took it a step further. It's not just this turns blue when it's cold. There's an extra one that says extra cold or very cold.
Yeah.
Very cold.
It was real extra cold, guys.
Yeah.
When you want to get a brain freeze from drinking beer.
Yeah. You want a beer slushy.
Yeah, basically. So, ugh. But anyway. Hey, Rebecca brought the beers down.
We got some beers up in here.
Let's drink them.
Up in here. So, Mark, it's time to indulge in your very first mystery beer tasting.
Yeah, are you excited? No.
I get to vote. Well, I got the vote last time, but I give it a number.
Number.
Yes. A number.
Numerical vote. All right.
So,
hey.
I will say right off the bat, these beers look almost the exact same.
Identical,
I'd say B is a bit darker.
Yeah.
Just slightly.
See, I'll because mine are, once again, opaque. Thank you. So,
you can look at
mine. I really can't. All I see is head, and then I can't see anything through the sides of the glass, so. Yeah.
Okay. But they're both like an amber, orangish amber.
Oh, God.
Would you say?
God, A smells like dish rag water.
Maybe it is.
It's what it taint.
When I used to work as a busboy and mop the kitchen after we were done, that's what it smelled like. All
right, well.
They're like, oh, we nailed it.
Well, let's do this. Other than a dish rag, are you getting any actual, like, you know, smells you can pick out on A?
Banana.
I get a bit of the banana, yeah. Oh, yeah,
The mop water, kind of like... old and
just a little sour
caramel. Yeah,
a little sour.
Yes, sour.
Gosh.
That's
tinny.
Really old.
Very tinny.
Tinny, and it's got
that.
That
is a perfect like metal. Like it's just like this,
tinny. And it's got a little bit of that honey.
Yeah,
like off honey.
Which is what you hate about macro brewers is that
tinny
tin
yep.
metal
tinny.
Taste.
Exactly.
Which means this doesn't bode well for tasting.
A is gonna if watch us tasting and be like,
that would be the greatest transformation.
Yeah, it would because that smells like. Terrible.
There's like, probably not much else to say about them.
Let's just get it over
like
with.
A bit fruity.
Yeah,
type.
Let's go ahead and try it.
Want some fruit, but
not good, but not as bad.
Not
as
bad as I thought. Yeah.
Not good though.
I hate it.
That is a weird tasting beer.
Oh no! It's that... the more it sits in my mouth, the worse.
Oh,
it gets.
God.
Ooh, dude.
This is
like
literally
that dirty
tastes
rag
like,
is now shoved down my throat and it's just hanging.
It tastes
there.
Like a batch gone bad and just sent it out anyway. Like this is so off in our measurements, but screw it, just send it out. This is horrible.
Yeah, this is bad, dude.
I do taste some fruit at the beginning, citrus at the beginning.
Yeah, let's try and pick stuff out of it.
There is nothing at the back end that is any good.
I mean, honestly, it's very watery.
It tastes like you take a beer that we'd give like a 4. And then someone poured Coors Light into it. Mm-hmm. That's what it tastes like. It tastes like two beers.
It's a blend.
It's a blend of less than shit and pure shit.
Yeah, it's... Oh, God.
This is poop. I don't want to drink it anymore.
Like, I taste a bit of apple. Maybe that's just me.
Yeah,
like,
I actually...
Like, I taste a bit of apple at the beginning and then
I get a little bit of that.
Yep.
Like, it's like... It is like a Bud Light or something like that, but they added some kind of citrus. What's, like,
Carlin, don't blow chunks all
over
my basement.
I feel like I'm getting a little gag reflex.
And I have the worst aftertaste in my mouth now.
Yeah, it sucks. Oh my God, it's terrible.
Oh God. Yeah, that's... Okay.
Maybe because it wasn't really cold that it didn't taste any good.
Maybe it was just cold. Yeah. It wasn't extra cold.
Yeah.
All right, well, then let's move on to B. We already said that it's basically the same color as A, just a little darker.
Ooh.
B smells like your pastrami, kind of.
I think it smells like
honey. I smell spice. Honey and
honey
spice.
Honey and spice, yeah. A little bit of brown sugar, molasses
that
type
is,
smell.
Yeah.
Ooh. I get a little smokiness in there.
Yeah.
But like a smokiness you get from like a
I'm getting like
bacon.
A cane sugar almost kind of thing. Almost like a rum. It reminds me of like a rum thing. Like a cane sugar kind of infinitely smells better than A. God.
It's got, you know, oddly enough, it's got a little bit of like a candied smoked bacon.
Yeah. Scent. And there's some must in there too for me. I get
agree.
Some must.
This is a really intricate, interesting
definitely
smell nose.
Bacon.
And then we're
meat.
Gonna taste
it's
it,
like,
and it's gonna be the most bland thing we've ever smelled or we've ever tasted in our lives. Because that's just the way it works here. It does. It's the way it
it's
works.
It's meaty. It is meaty.
Yeah,
like it's gotta,
I agree. The candied bacon thing. I get that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And a little bit of must, but I get the salty.
Yes.
You smell
I smell
the
wood.
Saltiness,
I smell
which
woody,
makes no
woody.
Sense.
Like a little bit of wood too.
You're gonna smell a woody.
No.
Later.
anything tastes better than A.
All right, well, let's go ahead and just try it.
I want to try it. I'm excited.
Ooh.
That is interesting.
There's smoke in that.
Caramel. Yeah. Smoke.
That's smoke.
Sugar.
That is interesting.
Brown sugar, caramelly, smoky.
Ooh. That is interesting.
What in the hell is this beer?
I don't know, but it's kind of pleasant.
It is. It is.
It's got a, do you feel it? I get a little bit of a marshmallowy flavor.
Yeah.
It's a little like...
Some hops. There are some hops there,
yeah,
which I was surprised. Know. There are some hops here. I'm very surprised. I didn't get any hops on the nose.
There is a nice smoky presence.
This is one of the first beers I think is almost a little too sweet for me.
Really?
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah, I'm getting like...
It is very sweet.
It just reminds me of like campfire.
I get a little bit of corn in there too. Just a little tiny bit of corn.
That is...
It kills A. I mean, this is no contest. Yeah. A is horrible. B is very interesting and different.
Yeah. I would like to go back to A just for the hell of it.
Yeah, it's always fun to go back to the shit.
Well, A's not as bad.
No, it's not because of being elevated by the remnants of B in our mouth.
Exactly.
A is dog doo-doo.
Yeah. good God.
Ugh. God, it tastes like moss. Ugh. Like mold. Like moldy moss.
Mildewy dish rag.
Yeah. It literally tastes like mop water.
That's what the secret ingredient
is. Yeah,
it's terrible. The hagfish lady is like, yeah. So this is right up Savrez's alley. That's what's...
It's like, if someone mopped up in a bar, you know, because you'd have like the spilled beer kind of in the mop water, that's what A is. A is tavern mop water. That's what it should be. That's what it should be called.
You know, you're saying that B is too sweet for you, but I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying the sweetness a little bit, just because it's kind of like a marshmallowy sweetness, and I like marshmallows.
Yeah, I get. Now that I taste it, it's like a roasted marshmallow that the burned almost, because the burn kind of is reflected in the hoppiness a little bit and the smokiness too. Yeah, campfire. Campfire. Yeah, I get that.
It a little bit reminds me of. The Great Divide Rumble IPA that's oak aged. It's got like a smokiness to it. It's got a marshmallowy flavor. That was actually the very first beer ever that I tasted like a marshmallowy.
And I get the marshmallow 100%.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see.
I like B. And the sweetness is kind of not as offensive as it first was. So I'm actually my palate's adjusting. I like B.
Okay. Well, do you guys have numbers in mind?
I do.
Yeah.
I like this. Again, not something that I can see why somebody would enjoy drinking it, but
I want to score.
I don't like this. Isn't a beer.
A, I know exactly what I'm gonna give, but B, I want to score last because I'm not really sure.
Okay,
I need some time.
Well, go ahead and give us your A though.
1-0.
One.
Lowest
okay.
Thing
Mark, what do you
possible.
One.
Mark's gonna give a 1, and I'm gonna give a 1 as well because this is just piss poor. Piss poor.
I'm sorry, but when we reveal A, I'm going to laugh at whoever brewed it because it's terrible.
If it's dogfish.
It might be because they make some crap. They make some terrible crap.
Why don't you be like 120? No,
no way.
It doesn't taste anything like that. 120. It's not astringent enough for that. Not enough alcohol. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Mark, do you have a number that you want to give on B?
I'd give it a 4.
You give it a 4? That's really funny you say that, because that's exactly the number that was
not, in my head. I see why somebody would like it, but not for me.
So I'm glad you guys went first, because I was between 4 and 5. So I'll make the trifecta.
Oh, you're doing 4? So we went the same number on both of them.
Like, it has good flavor.
Yeah.
Very good flavor.
But there's there's some outliers that really make it a no-go for me. It is interesting.
It's definitely one of the most confusing
beers
that we've tried.
But a lot of the interesting things, once you have a couple sips, are kind of lost.
If this was in a sampler, I would drink it all. If you poured me a glass, I don't know if I'd make it.
Yeah, I feel exactly. Exactly.
Since it's a small amount that we're drinking here, I'll finish it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do a whole pint of it, I don't think.
Very smart. I like both
here. That's a good point there, Mark.
Good point.
Okay, that being said, do you guys want to go ahead and do the reveal?
Yes.
We might have a permanent third host here.
Oh my gosh.
I'd be more,
Three's Company.
Who am I? Jack Tripper?
John Ritter?
That's Jack Tripper.
Jack Tripper?
Jack Tripper, yeah.
God, you know his actor's name?
He's
blonde? He's dead. Can I be the blonde?
Okay, well, let's get to it. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
A.
Susan Sarandon?
Just garbage.
Is that who it was? No, it wasn't Susan.
A. Garbage with a...
God, I don't even want to see
it's just the pilot trash.
Do you guys, anyone want to make a guess on, like, who
watch
brewed
it? It's gonna, I think it's going to be a brewery we like. Just because that's the irony of this podcast.
Maybe it's a macro brew of some sort.
No, I don't think it's a macro brew.
I don't think it'll be a macro, but I have a feeling.
It's either a brewery we like or a brewery we've never heard of in our
lives. I have a feeling the style's supposed to be something ridiculous, like a pale ale or an IPA, and it's just nothing like that. It's just terrible.
It's awful.
I just have a feeling.
It's dishwater pale ale.
You ready for it?
Yep.
And A with a 1 is not anything I've ever seen before. Cherry Blossom Lager. By Old Dominion.
By Old Dominion. Yeah. Wow. I literally just recommended
that.
Cherry
Blossom Lager. This is lager with cherries and natural flavor.
Cherry?
I like that they don't say anything after that. It's cherries and natural flavor.
Cherry? No.
There's no...
Dishwater. Natural
flavor. Maybe at the very beginning like that... Yeah. But you could confuse that with any other... They could have put like orange or... apple or whatever, and it still would
cherry.
It's not good.
No, that is poo.
5.2% alcohol. That seems about right.
The funny thing is, though, and I just talked about this last episode at that Real Ale Festival, the one at Duclaw, Old Dominion was there, and they had a couple of their beers, and I hated them all. Yeah. Well, I like the Oak Barrel Stout. I hated the beers they had on display, for people to taste. So I'm not surprised I don't like this.
Natural flavor bothers me because that's something that's like something you would see in like a Doritos bag.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Some sort of screwed up
vague habits. Wording like that raises a question mark for me.
Yeah. Like, what's natural?
So that one's terrible. Are you guys ready for B? You want to see what's pretty decent?
Apparently cherry blossoms grow out of manure.
Alright, you guys ready for B?
They very well could.
Here we go. B.
Yeah, B.
With an overall of 4, which is not bad.
Not terrible, no.
Well, Rogue Voodoo Donut. It is a bacon maple ale.
Wow. Could you have called that any better? You said candied bacon.
I did say candied bacon, which is basically what bacon and maple would be.
That is amazing. Well done, Carlin.
I am the man. Mm-hmm. I would call myself the master brewer lord of this episode.
Because that's, yep.
It's right on.
And now, as soon as I hear maple, bam, instantly when I taste it, maple.
And the interesting thing is, I've had this beer before, like, it's been maybe a year or so since I've had it, but when I had it, I was like, I like this, but it's not something that I would drink a lot of.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what we said about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's good in small quantities.
Wow, you nailed it.
Unfortunately, it's a 22-ounce beer for people who want to check it out. And
I think it would be a good beer if you buy a 22-ounce for, like, 18 people. It'd be a good beer.
Right. This is something for people to try.
Yeah.
Get a bunch of people
together.
But for
you, or even you and a friend, no. Yeah. No, thank you. Nope.
Pass. So, Mark, are you, is this a beer that you would drink again?
No.
Small quantity?
I would do small quantity. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, just it's a very interesting flavor.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd probably try it again.
It would be something if my palate's neutral and I had a little bit of it, I'd be okay. But if we're like, you know, drinking all night and then I had like a pint of it, I'd be like, what the hell is this crap?
Right. But like, I wouldn't like if this was at a tap in a bar.
Yeah.
No way. Not a chance.
You're not going to get that in a tap.
I think
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I think it's important to give a little background on this beer. I know a little bit about it. In Oregon, there's
Voodoo Donuts.
A place called Voodoo Donuts that makes donuts, and one of their most popular donut is a maple bacon donut.
Yep.
So I guess Rogue collaborated with them and said, well, we want to make a beer based on the maple bacon donuts. So this is their Voodoo Donut Maple Bacon Maple Ale, and it's very easy to see. You can catch the bottle on store shelves. It is pink.
Pepto-Bismol pink.
Yes, it is Pepto-Bismol pink, and it's got a voodoo guy on it with a mug of ale, and behind him are pictures of little
and maple leaves.
Pigs and maple leaves, exactly. So I would recommend this for people to try. I would not recommend this to get much of it. Go out, get one 22-ounce bottle of it, share it with
some people. Not a person, but multiple people.
Free-range coastal water. That is a very interesting ingredient.
It
literally says that free range coastal water.
They did not cage that water.
Yes. Although there's a ton of smoked malt, smoked hickory, and smoked bacon.
How dare they cage their water? I refuse to drink any caged water.
Yeah, that'll be a thing for us now.
That is funny.
As opposed to this toilet water, there's this free range water.
Well, there you go. Mark, your very first mystery tasting, how do you think that went? I mean, you got a terrible beer and you got a pretty decent beer.
You scored right on, man.
Nothing in my wheelhouse, but good beer. That's what's going to happen.
I'm just glad that you got to do this episode that wasn't just garbage beer for both.
Yes.
Because we've had those before.
Many of those.
Yeah, we've had a few. As Kyle washes everything out of his mouth right now with a sip of this Big Dipper.
Hey, man. He's like, ooh. Like I said, I don't have to drive anywhere.
That's true.
I'm going to sit here and enjoy my new 60-inch plasma that I just got and my surround sound system that I just wired all over my basement.
And his address is?
All right,
how
dare
you?
You can go ahead and finish that Big Dipper. Mark, thank you so much for joining us for
problem.
These past two episodes.
I hope to be here again.
Yeah, we'll have you back if you want to come back.
Sure.
Maybe next episode.
Sure.
Who knows?
Dun, dun, dun.
So, to be continued. That being said, real quick, because we haven't said it in a while, send us emails, brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from everyone.
Or visit our website.
Visit the website at brutalbattle.com. Get us on iTunes. Please give us reviews on iTunes.
Subscribed.
And we will have a legit icon. So we're not going to be some half-assed picture of beers. We're going to have a legit Brutal Battle icon.
Mm. Logo's coming, and that will hopefully drive more traffic.
Tis.
Yes.
It'll be magical.
So thank you once again, Mark.
No
thank
problem.
You, listeners. Thank you, Kyle. Everyone.
It's time to dump out some cherry blossom bullshit ale.
I agree with that. And that's the last thing I want to hear said on this, basically. So signing off, this is Brutal Battle. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.